Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm joined by Kansas Farm Bureau President Glenn Brunko. Glenn, glad to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
For those who may not know you yet, what's your story, both on the farm and at Kansas Farm Bureau?
Sure. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family moved to a farm in the 1890s. My dad, my grandpa, my dad both grew up on the farm. I tell people, all I've ever wanted to do was farm. Most kids, they want to be a baseball player or an astronaut or something like that. When dad would go out in the mornings, I'd take my toy tractor out and plow some yard while he was gone. It's all I've ever wanted to do. When I graduated from K-State, dad had a rule that we had to go work somewhere else first. And so I was an extension agent in Wallace County to start out with and Harper County, and finished my career up in Pottawatomie County, along with a little bit of a stint in Wabunsee County. It had always been my dream to farm. And my mother passed away in 2005, so dad and I formed a partnership at that time. In 2012, I think, or 2013, I made the leap and went in farming full time. And we raise cattle and sheep, and then we have a little bit of crops and a lot of hay. That's been my story farming. Farm Bureau-wise, I started on the Pottawatomie County Board in 1999, and that's all a result of a neighbor lady, Janice Goring. She was relentless in trying to recruit me for the board. And I thought it'd be interesting to find out what to be on an insurance board. That's how little I knew about Farm Bureau at the time. It's taken off life of itself from there. Jennifer and I were on the Kansas Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Committee. And from there, we got a chance to serve on the AFBF YF&R. And that's really where we developed our passion for Kansas Farm Bureau and the grassroots organization it is. And from there, I was involved in the PAL program with AFBF. I've had a chance to be on the Hay and Forage Advisory Committee, as well as the Resolutions Committee after that. And then when the chance to run for the position, the first district position came, I jumped all over that. And it's just been an incredible ride since then. And I'm humbled and honored to be where I'm at right now.
Right. And you are today the president of Kansas Farm Bureau. Obviously, that started by being volunteered or maybe pressured just a little bit into joining the Pottawatomie County Farm Bureau Board. But what does Kansas Farm Bureau mean to you personally, and how has it impacted how you farm and how you raise livestock in Pottawatomie County?
Sure. What I am most proud of at Kansas Farm Bureau is our grassroots nature, where we have a Farm Bureau in every county. Every member has a say. All of our policy comes from the grassroots, and that's something I'll never forget, and something that I treasure more than anything else. That's what gives us our clout. That's why we have the power that we have, is because of our members and because of them developing our policy. It's not a top-down, it's a bottom-up organization, and I'll never forget that. It impacts every part of my farm. I was thinking about that today. Whether it's WOTUS, whether it's the Farm Bill, whether it's some of the tax, property tax work that Kansas Farm Bureau did on our ag tax, property taxes. It affects every part of our farm.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that. The work that we do here at Kansas Farm Bureau relies on our members to tell us what's important. But looking further down the road, I guess, so many challenges, Topeka, Washington, Mother Nature. What are some of the biggest challenges farmers and ranchers are facing these days? And also, what are some of the opportunities that you see coming down the road?
Of course, we all know it's the high price of inputs, inflation, fuel, all those things. From that end, and then the low commodity prices. Those of us with cattle and sheep, life's pretty good right now. But even that, the cost of the inputs are really cutting into what should be a really great time in those businesses. The challenge is making it from year to year. And we want to make sure, that we work on the regulations that make it tougher on us. We want to make sure that we have a farm bill passed. We want to make E15 would be great. There's a lot of that. But I think longer term, we all know that our ag population is shrinking, but we need to make sure that we maintain our voice. We need to make sure that we maintain our relevancy. And the way I see us doing that is making sure we have proactive policy, not reactive policy. I want to know what keeps people up at night. You know, where do we see our next challenge and be out ahead of that?
Kind of leads into my next question of where do you want to see Kansas Farm Bureau either grow or adapt, focused on how do you serve this next generation of agriculturalists coming up?
Like I said, I think we need to be proactive. We need to be out there ahead of issues, and have policy and have a plan before they ever come to us. We need to make sure that we recruit our neighbors in Farm Bureau, just like Janice was relentless and made sure that I was on the board. We need to make sure we reach out to our neighbors, make sure they're members. The more members we have, the more of us we have in this organization, the stronger we'll be. And so I want to make sure that we maintain our strength. I want to make sure we maintain our influence in the years to come, and we hand this organization off to the next generation of leaders even stronger.
Absolutely. Recruit new members to the board and also make sure that we introduce them to our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Glenn, anything else?
I am just really excited about this opportunity, and I'm humbled to be here. I want to thank Joe Newland for bringing me along and involving me in the leadership, and I owe him a great deal. But I am really excited to get out. I want to meet as many members in the next few months as we can, and I think we have a very bright future. I'm excited about the future. You know, times are tough now, but out of every tough time comes opportunity and comes a better time. And so I'm just thrilled to be here and look forward to meeting everyone.
Glenn Brunko, Kansas Farm Bureau President. Glenn, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Greg.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.